said Lamaya Lebeis HaKisei, when he wanted to go into the Beis HaKisei, and he was holding a few things, so if he has no God Sifra, the God of Sifra, he's holding a Sefer of Agoda in his hand, Hevi Yoivla, he used to give it to me to hold before he went into the Beis HaKisei. But if he had no tefillin, if he was wearing a tefillin, so obviously he had to take it off Dal Ramas before, so he was holding the tefillin in his hand, lo Hevi Yoivlon, no, he didn't give me the tefillin, he'd want to rather walk in with the tefillin. Omar, Hoyo Visharunu Rabbona, and since the Rabbona gave a heter that you're allowed to walk in with a Beis HaKisei holding the tefillin, Zokte Natrin, I want the tefillin to watch me. It's a Shemira to hold your tefillin. But Rashi Natrin, Yishmaruni, let the tefillin watch me. I'll bring the tefillin inside with me. Yishmaruni mina mazikim. Let the tefillin should watch me from the mazikim. Slochura Eshev is mine as there also. But that they say no. The only heter Mokum Chazal was because the Namala was in Mishumar outside. So since you didn't have a place to leave outside, they were mat you take it in. Now you have a Talmud next to you, so the Talmud can watch it for you. He'll so what? I still have the heter to bring it in. But that was Bizman Namal, that wasn't the place to leave the tefillin outside. But Bizman is there, the Beis HaKisei is always in the Mokum Mutzne. We could hide the tefillin outside, but now there's no heter to bring it inside. When he used to go, yes, Rav Nachman, he used to give him to hold before he went to the Beis HaKisei. But the Kiyavinok at tefillin, when he was holding his tefillin, lo yoivlon, he didn't give up his tefillin. Omar hoyel v'sharunu rabbonin, since rabbonin were matzah me to walk in there, nenatron, I'd rather hold the tefillin, it should be shomer me. Tana rabbonin. Lo yoichazodim tefillin biyodoi b'shas yidavni shmon esrei, or even krishma, some say you shouldn't hold tefillin in your hand because it's mafsik kavon, you can't be mechavin, you're afraid maybe you fall out of your hand, you shouldn't hold it in your hand. Lo yoichazodim tefillin biyodoi, or else the sefer Torah b'zroi, you shouldn't be holding the sefer Torah with him, be espalut to daven because it's ishterji kavon. It's drashi. What
does that mean? Any sefer?
Yeah, right, any sefer you don't need for daven, but siddur v'shtetz you need for daven. Who didn't they say Bishashi adventure Shredish? Well, he said Yukapukin is a mini to hold the Sefer Torah. Because since you're davening there about Loim De Torah, you're allowed to hold the Sefer Torah. Like, that's Mechazik you're davening. But normal davening, you shouldn't be holding any other Sefer. The Lulav, that's also good. That was they speak like that. Because there was mechazet that their tefillah. It helped them daven better that way. The Balta was a mitzvah, b'shaita, there's a mitzvah right now to do the mitzvah, so they felt very good holding the mitzvah, like a special time of doing the mitzvah now. They speak out. But Hashem can hear, it's not a time, but after now to hold it. They're better off not holding it. Right. But Lulav, since you're doing a mitzvah with it, they'll be better. Rashi lo yoichaz biyodav yispalom. Shein daitem yisheva salot. If you're daven holding tefillin or sefer Torah, you won't have yisheva das b'tefillah. Shereliba tamed aleim shelo yiplo miyodei. Always be afraid, maybe you fall off. Daitem v'lo yishtoin v'hen mayim. You're not allowed to go to the Beis HaKisei to be mashed in mayim when you're holding these in your hand. Lo yishtin v'hen mayim if you're holding it. So before we had halacha was mashma. If you're wearing the tefillin miyikar adin, you are allowed to make. When you're holding it, if you're wearing it, here it's worse. If you're holding it in your hands, we'll soon see, because usually the meraglayim mold used to go on the feet, and the mitzvah you have to wipe off your feet, you have to wipe it off. So if you're holding the tefillin in your hands, we're afraid you may wipe the meraglayim with the tefillin. So therefore, if you're just holding the tefillin in your hand, then for sure you should not be mata meraglayim. It's better off if you're wearing the tefillin, where if you're holding it in your hand. V'layashin behem mayim, v'layishin behem, you should not go to sleep holding tefillin, or holding the Sefer Torah, leshinas kvav, leshinas arai. If you have a short nap, don't go to sleep. And poshut as far as vayta, we're afraid maybe you fall out of your hand. So let's see Rashi, Yeshua Rashi here. Rashi says, v'lo yishin bem, don't go to sleep with the tefillin. Shema yafiach. Mashmavad, maybe you let air come out. So the few kash, Yeshua Kivegi has the kash that the Gemara in Sukkah says, klo, that a shinas arai is mutter. There it says, if you're wearing tefillin, you're allowed to take a shinas arai. We're not afraid you're fiach in a small nap. Just in a shinas kva, that's what's awesome. So according to Rashi, the Gzeir is, if you're wearing it, shem yafiach bim, how does our Gemara say, you're not allowed to have even a shinas arai? So the Peshat Chur Rashi, that's what the Gro says. The Gro makes a girs in Rashi, la yishin bim shem yafiach zatayin
on the left side. Hagoyis agruot. V'leishin bem shema yipol. He changes the lashon of Gerson Rashi. Not al shema yifiach, na shema yipol. Then it's good. We're talking about here not that you're wearing the tefillin, but that you're holding in your hand. So that even a short nap you shouldn't take, because we're afraid it'll fall out of your hand. As the Gemara in Sukkah is talking about where you're wearing it. If you're wearing it, we're not afraid it'll fall off. There it's only Gzeres Shem Yafiach. So in a short nap, we're not afraid. But if you're holding in your hand, that's our sugi here, you shouldn't hold it in your hand, then even a short nap, it's also, because we're afraid it'll fall out of your hand. So you have to be girls at the girl. Omar Shmuel, sakin, if you're holding a knife in your hand, or else some moist, you're holding money in your hand, or kara, plate, that if the plate falls on the floor, it'll break, or a kikar, or else bread, if it falls on the floor, you ruin the bread, is a rei look yaitzabim, that you shouldn't daven shmonesim when you're holding these things. Because likely you'll think of that to make sure it doesn't fall down. There's a sakin, it'll hurt yourself. Money, you don't want to lose your money. And the kara will say, it'll break, and the kikar will get spoiled.
Because
you shouldn't be Messiah of Das, really. These are things that compare right. With. You lose your money. You have kinky, you turn up, and the food will get dirty. So these things also you shouldn't hold while you're davening Shmoneser. But the mashrim is something that you're not afraid will fall down, a pencil, that you're not afraid it will fall down, maybe then it would be mutter. We don't pass like the Sneas Mishnah. Why the Beishamah? It goes according to Beishamah. Which halachas at Rashi? As last Bryce here said, you're not allowed to make a Meirag Lion when you're wearing tefillin. So we don't hold like that. Rashi the Beishamah. The Yamru Liel, the Beishamah said, Manichin Bechaloina Sankapushas Rabbin. You're supposed to take its film off and leave it outside by the window of the Shus Rabbim. But you're not allowed to bring it inside the Beit HaKisa. That's what Rabbi wanted to say. But that is the Brisa said, Lo Yashtin Bem, that's not like Beit Shammai. That's not like Beit Hillel. It's only according to Beit Shammai. So the more YD Beit Hillel, because if it goes according to Beit Hillel, Hash to Beit HaKisa Kvua. Shori, Madach Beit Hillel said before, you're allowed to hold it in your hand that's filling. When you go into Beis Kisei Kavuam, is Beis Kisei Yari mi boy? Avab, you should be let go into a Beis Kisei Yari. Such Rashi. He Beis Hillel, for Amrin and Liel Oichsim biyodi v'nichna. We said before, you're allowed to go into a Beis Kisei Kavuam, even though you're holding the film in your hand. So how could it say here, you're not allowed to hold the film in your hand when you be Mashtim Ereglayim? The Chura Mashtim Ereglayim is like a Beis Kisei Yari. It doesn't have any tzoya there. You do it the first time there now. So was a madduch, you let it go into a basic kisei kavuam. Avadi, you should let it go in to a basic kisei arai to just to be mashed to meraglayim. That was Rabbi's kasha. This brayta can't go according to Beis Hillel. Now Allah was soon to the swaddle we just said before as no kasha, because there's a question by meraglayim if mola could go on your feet and there's an Indian to wipe it off. So we're afraid you wipe off the meraglayim when you're holding this film in your hands. Mashenki and nifne, there there's no kasha mitzaytzis, so we're not afraid you wipe it off there. In the meantime, Rabbi has Rakasha. If they still hold you, go into Beis Kisei Kavua, holding Tfilim, Havadi should be allowed to go into Beis Kisei when you just be mashed to Meraglayim. Drashi Beis Kisei Arai, the Drashi means going Lahashtim, when you used to just make Meraglayim. Sheinodim Holuch Bishrilim the Beis Kisei. You don't have to go to a special place with Miyuchet Fetzoya. The Apam Azois, this one time, Nasa Mokam Azer Beis Kisei Tchila. Like for Meraglayim, you're not makbid where the place is. You don't need such a big mokamutzna. So any place you see, usually it's the first time you're making there. So it's always had the din of a basic kisei aron. So that's the kabbalchayim. Madr beisil is mat to go to a basic kisei kvan. Avadish remut to go to a basic kisei aron. So Eshton Zokter Meisoy, I have a kasha in you. If you want to say this only goes according to Beishama, you have a kasha. It says, Devorim shetapi luchokan, something that I'm makbid over here, means in a basic kisei kavua. Or Satan Lechokan, you should know I asked it in the Beis Kisei Aron. There is such a svara like that. And even though it's Mutte in a Kva, and the Maskoni that we just said, that's the svara. Then a Kva, you let it go in holding your tefillin. Mashenka, the Beis Kisei Aron, now let it go in holding your tefillin. So the more my last tefillin, Madr, this Mesvei of the worm goes on Hilchas tefillin. So now, Iyam, with Bishrein and Beis Hillel, Bishrein with this last Brisa goes according to Beis Hillel, the what? Hetat Lechokan, the Kvua, and a Chanami. Beisilo is matiyu to hold your tefillin and go into Beisakisei Kvua to be nifne. Avosat lechokan, Beisakisei Arai, enechlam, there's a svara that you should not be allowed to hold your tefillin when you be matu meraglayim. Because we said, the Asikzerim maybe come to wipe it off with the tefillin. Trashi Beisakisei Kfa, sat lechokan, Beisakisei Arai, my last tefillin, shomru Beisilo. That was basically halacha of lahashtin be'masru. But to be matu meraglayin, you're not allowed to go in when you're holding the tefillin. The first time, look, come on, I will soon say what the svar is. So mishleima, if this is beish hillel, this last bris here, lo yashtin be'm, it's good. Even though he's matu basically kavua, he asked something by basically aray. Eli yarmet, but according to what you want to learn. Beis Shammai, that this Bryce that says lo yashin ben, you can't go into Beis Akisi Arai, is only going to go into Beis Shammai of Zer Lashor of Lamidi. So what's this Bryce that says Dvorim Shetat Lechokan Isat Lechokan? I asked it here as matter of there. According to Beis Shammai, you never let her hold your tefillin when you're going to Beis Akisi. So where's the heter? And for the Gemara, Kitani, I'll tell you this halacha that it says, I asked it one thing and I matter another thing, is not talking about Hilchot Tefillin, it's talking about different halacha. Linyan Tefachut Fchaim, it's talking about when you have to go make, how much can you uncover yourself? It's how much do you uncover? Is it a halacha of a Tefach? In one place you only uncover yourself a Tefach, of 4 inches, and one place you do Tefchaim, 2 Tefachim. Titani Chod, one writer says, Tishu Nifne, when you have to go make, Megaliachra Tefach. In the back, all you have to open up is just 1 Tefach. That's all. All the front of, and in front, you have to make Meraglayim, what she means by a man, then Tefchayim. You have to open up 2 Tefach, more. Because the Svaras Kosni Tzaitzes. By Meraglayim, it's britches, so you have to go up and make more room there. Vetan Yiduk, there's another price that says, Liachra Tefach, for the back, when you have to make, only open up a Tefach, all the front of Leklum. And in front, you can't open up anything. The maskana this we're talking about an isha. An isha doesn't have the front, she only has the back. So there's no din to open the front at all. But the ma'amayla, the happy meaning was, idi vidi bish. Both of them are talking about when a man goes to make. Vulei kasha, chrutz estira. One place says that he opens up a tefach and a tefchayim. And one place says only a tefach in the front, vulei klum. The ma'amayla kasha tell you, kan le gedoylim. One, when he goes to make gedoylim, then he can open up a tefach. And in front, nothing. Kan le ktanim. But when he starts to make just Merek Lion, then in the front you have to open up to Tefchayim. Aye, what do you have to open up the Achra for? So the svar is that once you start making Merek Lion, the storm you have to go make also ready. So that's why the mat you to open up 2 Tefchayim in front and 1 Tefach in the back. So that's what we're talking about. So the more of a Tizbrua, if the Ketanim, if we're talking about Ketanim, that's we say could open up 2 Tefachim in front. If you're only going to make Meraglayim a man, what does he have to open in the back for at all? He's not making there. Lomali. The Gemara, Elo the Pshat is Idi Gedolim. No, we're talking about both he's only going to make Gedolim. Veloi Kasha. The two brises, Ho Beish, Ho Beisha. One's talking about a man, one's talking about an Isha. When an Isha goes to make, she only has to open up in the back, just a Tefach. Mashenkin by an Ish, so then you have to open up in the back and in front. If this is the pshat, that this last brice that it says, the worm like shiitat lechokan means by a man, I asked it by an isha, hi ho diktoni yalo. That's that on this pin it says, I have a kalvachoyma. It says, zel kalvachoyma shena lov tshuva. I have a kalvachoyma, and there's no tshuva, you can't ask me back any kashas on the kalvachoyma. Kredi Gemara, mayena lov tshuva. What do you mean there's no kasher on this? A darker the mill, so he asked Isa. It was just a question about how much could you open up a tefach or tefchayim. There's no kashas. You can't ask kavachayim. There's kashas on this. It's orcha the mill. So when you have to go, so on the front you have to open up 2 tefach, and the back you only have to open up 1 tefach. It doesn't pass to make a kavachayim out of it if you're learning just on a tefach with tefchayim. So the more elalav tefillin, selamai yirun. That he said, I will matter here. I asked it over here, it's not talking about how much you have to open up a tefach to b'chayim, Havad is going back to Yuchas Tefillin. Or to Yufta the Rava, and it's to Yufta the Rava. It's like we said that this Braisa goes according to Beish Hillel. And even though Beish Hillel was not you to hold your Tefillin, when you go into a Beish Tisei Kva to be Nifnern, but that's where he asked it by Beish Tisei Arai. To be not the Meraglayim, there it's Mochomor, you can't hold your Tefillin. Omer Rav Sheshes to Yufta. Good, yes, get Yufta for Rava's din. You see, according to Beis Hillel,
you're not allowed to hold the tefillin for meraglayim. For the more mikol makom kasha, for a kol form still it's a kasha like a kura, it's a kal v'chayma. That hash the beis akisei kavua shari madach beis will hold. You're allowed to hold your tefillin when you go to be nifn in the beis akisei kavua with this soya there already is beis akisei yarva lekol shchein. Habad is a kal v'chayma and slori should be allowed to hold your tefillin when you're going to make meraglayim. And the more hochi koma. This is the pshat in beis tefillin. Beis akisei kavua. When you go to be nifna to make doylim, the lek and itzoytzos. There nothing is no spritching. There's no water that something will spritch back on you. Therefore shari. Therefore they will mat you to walk in there even though you're holding the spoon in your hands. Mashenkin beis akisei yarai. We have to go to be matul meraglayim. Ikin itzoytzos. There's a chash. Maybe the water will come spritching on you. Is asri. There we ask it. Because you're going to have to wipe it off with your hands. And we're afraid while you're wiping it off, maybe you'll get the tefillin dirty with it. Why do you mean to say I have a kavah chayma, there's no kasha? I have a very good tshuva on this. Like, you said it's a kavah chayma, it can't be. Kavah chayma, if you ask it to go into Beis Kisei Kavua, I have a kavah chayma, it should be yours to go into Beis Kisei. Alright, that was his kavah chayma. And he said, ain't a love tshuva, I have no teres in my kavah chayma. And what do you mean you have no tshuva? We just said a svara. We just said the svara. Beis akisei kavu is mutter because there's no mitzvah, there's no water there. Beis akisei arai with this water, they're afraid. So what do you mean to say? I have a kasha and there's no teres for kasha. So the marhokit kavu, this is what he meant to say. Hai milsa teisala b'teres taima. You should know, just say this svara b'teres atan. Like you just said, beis akisei kavu is mutter because there's no water. Beis akisei arai, there's water, that's atan. Of the taste of the kavachayma, but don't come to say svaras and kavachayma. Like to say a kavachayma, the here it's mutter, there it's also. And the atla, but there is kavachayma, because if you want to come with kavachayma, is over there is no kavachayma, shall have love tshuva. But the kavachayma in svara, I have a kavachayma, you can't answer me back. In svara, in svara, madrich go into beis kisei kavua, which is more mias. There's soya there, and you're allowed to hold your tefillin. Avad in Svari should be allowed to go into Beis Kisei Arai, where it's not so meas. There's no soya there yet. So just meant to say, if you want it, say in Svara, then this Kavachayim, there's no, you have a pircha on you, but the Kavachayim, there's no tshuva. But your time, if you're saying, here there's a gzerim, you shouldn't be tzaytzes, and here there's no gzerim, the tzaytzes, that is good.
That's not
a tshuva. No. I mean, it's not a tshuva as the Kavachayim. If you want to go in Svara of a Kavachayim, there's no answer. Well, that's the maskana though. The attacker, there is a svari, allowed to hold it to go into Beis Kisei Kvuam, but not to Beis Kisei Yara. Let's see the bottom Rashi. Rashi, Urcha de Milso Ochiyu, Sheish Tzarech Legalus Lefona, Vlo Yisha. I mean, you can't say there's no Pirchas Nakavachim is there. It's a half minute, you have to open up for a lady or for a man, that's the Urcha de Milso. If you have to the Rova, Omer Rav Sheshis, Yom Abay Shamihi, Vlad Vitilu, Yim Kemer Meshkachas, Midi Luke Mahach, Bryce Vitoni, Mashatat Rechokan, Asat Rechokan. As if this Bryce goes according to Bay Shamai, so there's no coolers at all. Elamai, the Territus goes according to Bay Silu, and Bay Silu was Mata Kavua, and Astra Abet Kisei Arai. Why was the Svar, the Lekani Tzoytis? She ate Sorok the Shafshpon, the Shaft to wipe it off. Be Aminoi, Maya Ragla, with your right hand off your feet. Mashenkin beis akisei arai liktanim. You make a meraglayim. The ikar tzoytzos. There is a tzoytzos. There is spritches back. Hanitozin agabe ravla. The mole spritch back onto your feet, onto your shoes. V'yarmina mesech the yuma. The Gemara says there mitzvah l'shavshifon. When you come out of a beis akisei and you have some meraglayim on your feet, on your shoes, there's a mitzvah to wipe it off before you come out. Why should also the yodim sheitzav nitzoytzis also to come out of the beis kisei when you have water on your shoes? Shagab and raglov v'al shem meyirik kushovcha. Because people think, how come it came on your foot? Because you're kushovcha. I mean, you don't have a good flow. The meraglayim doesn't come out flowing; it just drips right out. The nimtzum meitzilaz abonim. The halacha is a kushovcha can't have children. It's a zera doesn't come out of him, shooting out of him; it just drips out. He can't have children like that. So Mazar have a kasha, how does your wife have children? As there it was, she was Mazana with somebody else. So it'll come out last, people say your children are Mamzerim. Shay Mamzerim. Hilkach, therefore, there's a mitzvah to wipe off your feet before you come out. So Hilkach, Yevsha Lecho Tfilin Biyodin. Therefore you're not allowed to hold your tefillin in your hand when you're going to a Beis Kisei if you're not the Meraglayim. Halach is brought down as the chilek.
that the Gemara's time was like that. It wasn't the bowl we were making into. You were making on top of hard ground that used to spritz back on you. Mashenka, let's say you're standing on a mokum gevoya and you're making down that there's no shash when the site is coming up, then it's mutter. Or who I did, if we have our bowls with no shalo and come spritzing back on you, it could be also, would be mutter mikradin to hold its filling while you're making it. What?
The usual thing that spritzes.
Yeah, the Gemara's time, yeah.
It was the usual thing. The Gemara's
question is
the usual thing.
Okay, if I say it's for last, you have to be though. People will make laws for nothing. Trashy, hum, yulso. The tilum, the base akisi, aroi, kvua, tesla, but teres taima. Trashy, lahatse, the base akisi, kvua. As the iser, the base akisi, aroi. We shum taima, the nisoises. Then you're right. If you're going with a swerve, nisoises, I understand you. Over the yasla, but teres kava, chayma, loimar. Dinu, if you want to say it's a din azoi lohoka lebeis akisei arai, kal olahak lebeis akisei kavua chomer loetez lebosa taimel lebosa chumre bekulam. If you want to go stam bosa chumre and kula, v'anana din anipcha, and we're doing just the opposite. Then ain't olav, ainly olav malashivcha. Then I can answer you. You stam want to go like beis akisei kva has this much chomer. Say Arai has this much chaymer. Then it's a kircha, like I have a kavach kasher on you. How could you say Beskisei kfuah you're allowed to, and Arai not allowed to? Avad the kvaz more mis, and Arai not so mis. Shein li limsa shei shum mokum Beskisei Arai chomer min akva shuk la shivchas in hatati bekfuah shukav davu kloninati shoshar rajul mecham. Now, but time eiko. That's all this. You go boss the swerve nitzaitzai, then we understand you. But if you spam want to go boss a chaymer and kula of beis akiseis alone, what is more mias than about this tsyufta? About the kavu is more mias than a beis akisei yara. Tana rabbon, haroitza likones lesuda. Somebody wants to go eat a nice big suda, kfa, big suda, mahalich atzara pom, you should walk 10 times, dal damas. Oi, or else, Dalit Pomim, 4 times, Yudamas, V'yifna. Then he should have to go. Because before he sits down state, there's need to be Nifna. So Mustom, this could be in a case where you feel you have to go, just not coming out yet. So then before you sit down, you should do this Eitzah. V'yachakach Nichna. Then you should sit down feet. Omer Rab Yitzchak, Ha-Nichnas L'Suda Kva, if you sit down feet, L'Suda Kva, Cholet Tfilin. It's right, in the Gemara's time, you used to wear Tfilin the whole day, but B'Shas, L'Suda Kva, you're supposed to take off the Tfilin. The Yachakach Nichnas, and then you come in. Now, Pligi the Rab Chia. He dings on Rab Chia. The Yomer Rab Chia Menichan al Shukhanai. You don't leave it outside, but you can bring the tefillin inside, and mamash, leave it on the Shukhan where you can eat. So, after the Chain Hodaloi, that's a nice thing to do. The Sun see why? The Yad Amos, till how long do you leave the tefillin off? Om Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchak Atzmar Groch, until you come to bench. Come to say, since you have to put it on again, Bishas benching, so it's good to have it filling right near you, you're able to put it on right away. It's not nice, she started in the cover of Patecha Sudi. She has to go to the best kiss in the middle of the Suda. Therefore, check yourself before. Malach Asar, Pomu, Bechol Pam, Opam, Boy the Gospel, Rashi the Chiddush, as each after one of these walks, check yourself. The Yoshiv, and sit down and check yourself. Ula Yuchel Leponis. Shehilach Merid Ha Gdelim Lenekiv. Walking makes the Gdelim come down to the easy to go. Cholu Tzvim. Trash Hashem, what's the Gzair? Why can't you eat while you're wearing Tzvim? Hashem Yistakim. Maybe you'll come Shikr. Vizuda Vizgan of Tzvim. It's a good night to wear Tzvim when you're Shikr. The Chaim Ha Deloy Shem is a monim loy. It's nice to Shem near you. Vizas Tzvim Vizas Brachy. You have to put on right away. Vizas Brachy. Tony Chodo Sir Rodem Tzvim in my Yosef. You're allowed to put your tefillin and money in the tefillin bag. In a bag. There's no gnai putting money in the tefillin bag. V'tan yidich, another b'risa learns, lo yitzer, you should not put your tefillin and money together. If you set aside this bag to be the tefillin bag, so it has kedusha, you're not allowed to put money inside it. But if you weren't mazim, you didn't set it aside, just once you put tefillin in there, then it has no kedusha, you can put money in. The Yom Rav Chizda, Hai sudra the tefillin, the bag you keep your tefillin in. The asmenei, you amazim nit lemeitza but tefillin to put tefillin in there, no, you set it aside. He holds like this. Tzar beit tefillin, then if you did already put in tefillin once, but it is not enough with asmona just to set it aside. You have to do two things, set it aside and put tefillin in.
then the bag has kedusha to it, is also the meitzah bay, pshite. Then you're not allowed to put money inside this bag or anything else. Asmine, let's say you just set it aside, v'loy tzarbay, but you didn't put film inside it, or else tzarbay, you already used the bag once you put film inside it, v'loy asmine, but you're not set aside, you weren't miyachah this bag to use for film, then shav le meitzah bay zuzi. You're allowed to put film and zuz inside. Then the bag has no kedusha. That's where we pass him. But hazman alone is not enough. You have to have two. You have to set it aside and put the tefillin inside it. Well, Abaye the Yomer has money milsa. The Abaye says just setting it aside alone is enough, even though you didn't use it yet. So, kon tabaya azmne, if you set it aside, afagad loy tzarbe. Real tzarbe, but let's say you put tefillin in the bag one time, that depends. I azmne, if you were miyachid, did you set it aside? Awesome. Iloy azmne loy. But if you didn't set it aside, then everybody holds. Just using the tefillin once, put it in this bag, is not to have no kedusha to the bag. You can put money inside it. Goyim b'nei Rabbi Yehuda, b'nei Rabbi Nechunya, Rabbi Yehuda. Mao shiniach odem tefillin tachas m'reshoysa. What about putting tefillin at night time when you want to sleep under your head? It's right that there's more time you didn't have a good mokum mutzna where to keep it. Like you see before, you used to leave it on the floor sometimes. If somebody wanted to watch it under his head, is it mutter or not? The Martachas Margaloisav under your feet, look at me boy and lay that about with also. Shinoi but minig bizoim. You can be boy and lay tachas marashoisa. What about under your head? My. Omalai hoki yamashmuel. Mutter, you're allowed to leave your tefillin at night under your head. I'll feel a wish to imbut. And then the chish aloch, it means even if you don't have tashmish, which your wife, still you're allowed to have it under your head. Meisvei. Lo yeniach odem tefillin tachas margaloisav of neishinoi vim derech bizoim. And now let her put tefillin under your feet, because it's mevazeh the tefillin. Aber manich and takas mereshoysev. You're allowed to leave the tefillin under your head. Aber b'yimhoyis ishti moi, it means your wife is with you, you have tashmash, but your wife, then also, then you're not allowed to leave the tefillin under your head. It's also not nice. Chod mashenkin oi mokim she gevoya gimut tfochim, you have a mokim which is three tfochim above the bed. Oi nomok gimut tfochim, or under the bed gimut tfochim, then it's mutter. But the more tiyufta, the shmul tiyufta, stakakasha and shmul. So when you have Tashmir Shamita, you're not allowed to have the tefillin right under your head. It has to be at least Gimel Tefachim on top or Gimel Tefachim on bottom. Omar Rova, and this is the halacha about this. If you want to have it in the room, it should be kiss p'ter kiss. It's supposed to be covered around twice. So why says even though it's covered around twice, kiss p'ter kiss, still it shouldn't be under your head. That's the mocking design. That shouldn't be on the same level, the same place where you can have the Tashmish. It should either be three Tefachim higher or three Tefachim lower. Omar Rova, after God the Tanya Tiyufta the Shmuel, even though it was a Tiyufta and Shmuel, Hilchus the Kavosai. Still we pass like Shmuel, that you are allowed to leave this film under your head. Yes. My timer, what's the time? The Demora call, the Turino Tfeyod. There's still a bigger swara that the film will be more watched, better under your head than someplace else. Even though one place is the Gemayatav Tashmash right near the tefillin, but maybe Gisa, since you're going to watch the tefillin better that way, that's odd, that's better. Trashi kol l'turin etfeyodiv. L'hu mibizyoyne. It's more important to watch the tefillin than to mibazir the tefillin. Kama shul muzer al shmirosan min agvorim, you watch it from the mouth, or min agenovim, tefeyodiv l'mibizyoyne. So now, since it's kiss, but the kiss, even you put it under your head, so it's mutter. The more of a hechi manachlu, where's the mokum we should live them? Om Reb Yirmiyah, bein kaliksos. It's between the pillow and the mattress. That's where you should leave it. Shenjvait and shaloi keneged roshay. Put a little bit on the side of your head. You shouldn't be, your head is mamash right on top of it. Your head should be on the side, and it should be on the side of your head. Or batoni Reb Chiyah, manichin bekoivi, put it under your hat. Tachas mershoysav, under your head. Demafak le lemursha de kubulabar. A kaib is not off your hat, it means like a bag, and the opening of the bag should be outside. Demafag le lemushe de kaival labar, that the opening of the bag should be outside. Ba kaporet sire lo bekilta, he wrapped it around with a sheet. O mafag le mushayhen labar, also, the opening of it was sticking outside. Neshisha breda avidi, he old no, manech lu ashashifa, he used to leave it on a stool. Uporis sudu alavayu, and he used to make a covering on top of it. What happened once? Had Kim the Kaim the Rova, I was going in front of Rova. The Yomuli Rova told me, Zil isolate tefillin, go bring me my tefillin. The Ashachtinu, you know where I found this tefillin? Ben Karlixos, I found this tefillin under his pillow, between the mattress and the pillow, and Shaloi Keneged Roshay, it was on the side of his head. They have the Yadana, the Yerm Tzvila heavy. And the advice is they knew that that night before his wife went to the mikvah. So it means that that night he had Tashmish with his wife, and still he saw where he left his tefillin. So tomorrow, like Murin Halach Lamaisu the Yavid. Why did Rava tell the Talmud to go get his tefillin? He wanted to teach him Halach Lamaisa. That even though you're with your wife, still you're allowed to keep the tefillin under your pillow, just providing it's not mamish on top of your head, it's a little on the side of your head. But Hashem, this is only a head, then it's not like tomorrow, like Rashi says, because you watch it better. But as man is there, Baruch Hashem, we have plenty of places where to watch our tefillin, but now you shouldn't leave your tefillin on your bed and near your bed.